Hey everyone, and welcome back to The Advisor. I am so excited to introduce our special guest today. Before I do, I just want to say thank you to Spreaker, iHeartRadio, and Dr. Bradley Nelson for your sponsorship. And I just want to give a huge shout out to our listeners and our fans. We love you. We appreciate you. Please do not forget to hit that like and subscribe button before you leave today. So today we're diving into a powerful conversation that bridges two worlds that we don't often hear spoken about together, fitness and spiritual growth. Our guest is Nahum Justin Vazakis, also known as the spiritual bodybuilder. He has built his mission around exactly that intersection, showing us how training the body goes far beyond physical strength. He brings forward the spiritual and emotional components of fitness and reveals how working on our physical form can become a direct path to awakening, empowerment, and self-realization. So this message could not be more timely, as we are also celebrating the release of his new book today, The Biohacker's Guide to Spiritual Bodybuilding. So which highlights these very principles that we're going to talk about today. And there's no better to expand on this conversation than the one who just released the book. So, without further ado, welcome to the show, Nam. Man, I'm so excited for you. The launch of your book today. That's amazing.
It's definitely a new exciting chapter in my life's work and mission. And thank you very much for having me on your show. I'm super excited to share all these unique components of the growth process. Because let's face it, humanity is really going through a massive shift in consciousness. And as we do that, being able to apply these principles in these different industries, if you will, I think really helps connect a lot of dots. I know for me, it helped collect a lot of dots. If you don't mind, I'd like to just share kind of where it all started.
I would love to. I was just going to say, Nam, tell us where it all began.
Okay. So I joined the military when I was 19, originally from Massachusetts, and I kind of bounced around all over the place. But I end up trying out for EOD, which is a part of the special operations community. It's essentially the bomb squad for the military. And when I went over to Iraq in 2009, when I ran my first mission as a team leader, and I held an IED in my hand for the first time, I had this first real moment of like an oh crap moment where I realized like the concept of death became real, and that really cracked me open. Now, around the same time that I was over there was when I competed in my very first bodybuilding competition. I actually, my first show was when I was in Iraq. I was Mr. Taji 09. And so as I went through that process, I was discovering new levels of myself while also having a lot of spiritual activation, if you will, through doing my job, working with bomb disposal. So when I got back from Iraq, I had some rough experiences over there, and I had a little bit of PTSD. And when I was going through the process of dealing with that through the Western medical system, they were just loading me up on pills and not really communicating with each other. And it was just, I got more side effects, and then I took pills for the side effects, and on and on and on. And what After a while, I was on like 16, 17 different medications at once, and I just felt like a shell of a man. And I decided to just really just put everything down cold turkey on my own. I don't recommend anybody else do that, right? But I was desperate back then. And I stopped, and I just went back to the weights, and I just started putting all my frustration, all my anger, all my resentment, all these dark feelings, and I learned how to channel them and alchemize them through weight training. And the more I focused on, I guess it gave me a sense of control to a certain extent. My diet, the structure of how I was building my life around all that, and learning what I could control and learning to let go of what I couldn't control. All these different aspects really helped me to gain a certain level of productivity and sort of inner peace in my life. But it wasn't until I went to massage school in 2014 that I finally learned how to slow myself down, right? That was when you go to massage school, one of the first things they teach you is to get into your beingness, at least at my massage school. And at the time, this was many, many years ago, right? So, like, I didn't really understand that concept, because the military teaches you to do the opposite, right? So,
Awesome.
when I finally started slowing down, after about a month of doing that and getting body work every day, I had a massive SER. Are you familiar with what that is?
No,
No.
SER. No, tell
So
us.
for your listeners, an SER is an acronym for somato-emotional release. Right,
Oh,
how
yeah.
we
Okay.
store emotion in our fascia. So I had this massive fascial unwinding. My tissue just, for me, it looked like I had a seizure, probably because I had so much muscle, right? I had to really get to that extreme point where all released and let go. But once that happened to me, it changed my whole viewpoint of life, and understanding. Like, I started feeling different sensations from taking supplements, even. For a while I was, I did abuse steroids for a while when I was competing. But over time, right around that same time when I was in massage school is when I also found ayahuasca. And
Okay.
so as I started working with these more indigenous medicines and I started really going down into that world, because it really helped me clear a lot of things, understand who I was and really connect to my more empathic nature. And I started to realize that, like, I'm an empath, or some people call it a highly sensitive person, right?
Yeah.
So I started realizing and learning and understanding how certain ways I was living my life, even some of the control dynamics where I was serving that to compartmentalize or protect myself from feeling too much. But as I got more into doing this work with these plant medicines and doing massage therapy work, I started learning how to interact and connect with my energetic sensitivity. And this really powerful, I would say, spiritual gift was born. And I really started to break down and identify how I would push myself too hard, right? Like, in the early days of competing, I would go, 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 right? And I would take stimulants and I would just try
No
to,
pain, no gain.
yeah. And to a certain extent, that might have some validity, but the way that the industry promotes it
No,
is
I was saying
so.
it more like no pain, no gain is what we're told, from the outside. So in your head, you're like, this is what I need to do because you didn't
Right.
know any better at the time.
Exactly. It's more like know what the pain is trying to teach you, and then
Yeah.
respond in a healthy, loving way to it. Right. And I found that the more that I learned that, understood that, for like I couldn't take like the doses of like steroids and HGH and things like that that I could before, because it would literally make me sick. And I started really paying attention more to my labs and my health. And over time, unfortunately for me, and I knew this was going to happen when I made the agreement to myself to do this. But after many years of abusing steroids, I don't produce testosterone anymore. Right. So I've had to, get on HRT and to make sure that all my levels are even, right? But they're not super physiological anymore. And I also realized, and I wrote about this in my book, how when we throw our anabolic hormones too far out of whack, it energetically speaking, it makes the root chakra and the solar plexus chakra very rigid. And that rigidity makes the energetic flow kind of circulate through the lower three chakras and doesn't allow the heart to receive. And that also keeps the throat chakra shut down, which also keeps the crown chakra from receiving intuitive guidance. And there's a spiritual component to all of these different things, different substances that people can take, whether it's insulin, thyroid hormone, HGH, even peptides to a certain extent, right? So identifying and learning how we can utilize these tools, because that's what they are. They can be tools and they can help to support, especially in the toxicity of society right now, right?
Yeah.
There's so much toxicity out there. So what we're naturally drawn to, right, like energetically or emotionally, has a direct correlation and corresponding energy to what we are attracted to, whether it's substances, whether it's sexual partners, whether it's going out to party, friendships, how we're trying to prove ourselves to the world,
Yeah, the
whatever.
world meets us where we're at, right?
Right, exactly. So being able to see it's so interesting. The fitness industry promotes so many bad habits and so much bad stuff when they're showing off these physiques that on the outside look like perfection, look like Greek gods, look like incredible. But deep down, it's really hiding a lot of pain. And social media these days, when everybody is looking for more followers and to get, to go viral and to create this identity around external validation, that's
Perfection.
right. That's and there's no such thing as perfection. The more that
No.
you try to be perfect, the more you're going to break yourself down.
Yeah.
Right. So being able to make the correlations that really the fundamental reason why I wrote this book is from learning all these lessons the hard way, so that hopefully people that can read this can resonate. Oh, I've been drawn to taking this much testosterone, which is creating this energetic blockage in my body, and that's why I keep having this dysfunctional type relationship. I keep attracting trauma bonds and partners, and this is why I can't make so much money because I seek external validation. When you can connect these dots and you can understand, then you have the responsibility to yourself to shift this mindset, to take the action to make these changes, because really, right, we're living in a time right now where if we don't take a step back and we don't identify the ways that we're sabotaging or we're playing the victim in our lives, we're gonna go back into these karmic loops, and we're going to just speed up the process of killing ourselves off, really. Like, we need to
Yeah.
raise our vibration. We need to come into more self-love and surround ourselves with things that feed that self-love and things that feed those higher vibrational outcomes and that inner peace. So many people out in the world today do not have inner peace, and a lot of people even I know don't even understand what that might mean. They don't have a
Yeah.
reference point because they've never been there, right? Which is where, of course, facilitating, like plant medicine ceremonies for me is a major way that I am able to contribute to help people really shift, make that fundamental vibrational shift back into alignment. And when they feel that difference, then when they have that talk with that toxic partner, it feels different, right? And then the integration part comes in where, now they have the responsibility to themselves because they know that they're going out of alignment. If they're dealing with it, it's going to weigh heavier. It's going to Like the imprint is going to be so much more intense that they literally can't handle it. Which, of
Yeah,
course, flipping
once
that.
you wake up, you can't, there's no turning back. It's like, as you know, you wake up and you see everything for what it's worth, and then it's like you have no choice but to move through it.
Absolutely, absolutely. And this can even relate into the biohacking world, right? I like to combine biohacks and peptides and whatnot in with the fitness industry because that's really. Biohacking is also a way to optimize health and wellness, but there's a big but there. You can also, if your focus is ego driven or it's based on trying to get external validation, you can fall into the same traps, right? I know some people that they need to suffer the so they do ice baths every day for 2 months. And doing a challenge on TikTok and social media
Yeah.
and trying to get all these likes, right? But then once those likes go away, you may have gotten rid of some inflammation and you may have done some good things, but now you're still left feeling empty inside,
Yeah.
right? These
Yeah.
things are meant to be a tool, but we have to look at what vibration, what emotional state we're in when we make the decision to utilize these tools, and they can be a great help or they can be a great hindrance, depending on, how you utilize these tools.
So walk us through like how you use these tools, and like you spoke on a lot of different topics. So someone
Yeah.
who's perhaps going through, for me, for instance, I went through a full spontaneous Kundalini awakening, and then all of a sudden I went from being able to do like running 10 kilometers a day and heavy yoga to now like my body is like shutting down and I can't do anything, right? So like when people are waking up and the level of consciousness, as you said, it is, it's everybody is waking up, but not everybody. So certain people are waking up, but not
Right.
everybody understands what's going on. And that's a really scary place to be because it's like people are in a void and they have no guidance. So it's like throwing someone into the fire and being like, all right, have fun, figure it out. So I love that your book is so timely in that, because we need more of that in the world right now. We need more people guiding other people who have no clue what they're thinking or feeling. And so I feel like a lot of people are going to resonate with this, right? And want to understand themselves more. But
Hope so.
tell us, walk us through a typical, I guess, week. Like, how do you look after yourself?
Really, everything I do at this point is intuitive. So, if I feel like even like in this last week, I've done a lot of medicine work with clients, and when I do a lot of medicine work, it wipes me out a little bit, right? So my body feels, drained. So if I feel drained, I'll keep my diet consistent. Usually, if I feel drained, I find that I eat a little bit more fruit than normal, and that helps hydrate me back and ground me out a little bit. But I typically stick, to like a general eggs and chicken and even steak with rice and some veggies 2 to 4 times a day. Again, like there are some days where I feel like I need to fast, like my stomach just does not want to process food. So I honor my body at really every step of the way. And I know that that doesn't give a clear message to people that would like the structure. But again, the key is to listen to your body. And
I was just going to
it's
say, I think you
also,
hit the nail on the head. It's we got to learn how to turn inward.
right? But also, as far as understanding, let's say, what are the optimal foods to eat, right? You have to get diagnostic testing to really know that, because everybody's different, right? I know some people, I have some very good friends that are fruitarians. They thrive on that kind of diet. I have other friends that are diehard vegans. I have other friends that are diehard carnivores. Everybody's gut microbiome is very different. And the one big thing that I noticed that a lot of people, especially when it comes to fitness, they don't talk about is all the toxins and all the impurities that are in our food, in our air, in our water that we have to deal with that may be affecting our body and our mind. So, for someone especially, this is just coming to me, for someone especially that is just going through their initial awakening, right? First off, hopefully they're watching this podcast, so they're getting good information, right? But take a step back. Take a step back and just process. You may need time to just, because it can be incredibly jarring, right? When you suddenly questioning everything, you don't know what's going on, right?
Yeah, you got to
But
unlearn everything.
you do. So you step back from maybe the people, places, things, the habits that you've had, but also don't just lay around and eat Ben and Jerry's all day. Like you gotta take care of your health, right? Or maybe even fast for a little while. And as you are processing all this information, you seek out information like this, you bring yourself back around the circumstances as you feel like you can handle it, and you pay attention and notice how you feel different, either around your mother or around your sister or around your best friend, right? And if it doesn't feel good, then step away from it. And if it does feel good, go into it. And if you can just remember that one cardinal rule, that follow what feels right to you. Now, sometimes something that feels right is not going to feel easy. You may feel like you just have to say this, you have to have this conversation, and you really just don't want to cause any issues, right? But it's just eating you alive inside. You feel like you're going to say something, communicate it. When you feel like you can get it out in a not so triggered fashion, right? And then feel into after that. Everything has to slow down. When we go through from surviving to thriving, right? That's like going from ahead of the heart. That's from going from doing to being. And so it's a whole different program that you're running in your body. Your central nervous system has to shift to a different way of functioning. And so there's all these little nuanced feelings that we have in our body. I even train way different now than I did 10 years ago, right? For me, training is like meditation. I use breath work while I'm training. I even close my eyes half the time. I listen to binaural beats. And I go slow, I focus on the squeeze, I am aware of every part of the movement that I'm making, and I deeply connect to my body, as opposed to back in the day when I used to want to beat the crap out of myself, right? Because that was a belief system that I had that like I The journey in fitness is not unlike the hero's journey,
Yeah.
right? So also, if you can coordinate it like that, initially when you start, normally, let's say a kid 19 years old, 18 years old, right? A girl breaks up with them, they break his heart, so he decides that he wants to get jacked to make her jealous, right? So he starts lifting weights, and then he gets all this external gratification. Oh, you look great, you're getting big, you're getting that. And then they start to feed off of that and get addicted to that. And then that can go down the dark road where eventually you're going to get either your heart broken or you're going to get your butt kicked from life, from the world, and it's going to humble you. And then you're going to realize that that's not what life is all about. And then, maybe your body's going to break down, maybe even some kind of health issue is going to come up and you have to deal with that. And then you realize, wait, this is the only body I've got. I gotta love myself. I gotta take care of myself. And that's when you start caring about doing the diagnostics and getting the information that you need, that and understanding why this feeling is here, what that's trying to teach you, right? So there are systems that you can follow. Every coach I know out there, they've discovered these things in their own way. And it's good that we have these systems that we've created in place, but ultimately, each person has to figure out what feels right for them. And if they have an option or opportunity or a system in place that they can take from and then even make it theirs in whatever way they feel is necessary, at least they're getting the information. And if they're asking the question why or how to put all these things together that are for their highest and best good and not just to get likes or get that external validation. That's really like the big thing that I'm seeing out there right now is I mean, even in the gyms, you go in the gyms and there's these people that are just setting up these cameras and everybody's just
Yeah.
trying to get the shot. They have this lighting over here. I mean, if you're so focused on that, you're not focused on training yourself.
Yeah.
Like the focus is just, there are so many different ways to be distracted from yourself, distracted from life, and we have to get rid of the distraction.
How do you suggest that people balance that? Because, I mean, a lot of people have online businesses now and they want to market themselves, and that's fine, but I agree with you. It's like if you're focused on the camera on you're not focused on here, and that's where the growth is going to happen. But how do we balance that?
You can structure it in a certain way, just like you structure a business, right? So what I what like so I ran my business off of YouTube for 4 or 5 years. I was doing professional astrology readings, but I was also teaching fitness stuff. So what I would do is I would get I have a friend that's a videographer, but if you don't have a friend, right, you pick one day a week where you're going to get all your filming out of the way, right? And so take a couple of days off in the gym, then go in one day. And if you're needing to train three, four different body parts, and you do it all in that one day, right? And most gyms now have a space where you can go and you can really focus on that, right? So you go in there, you do that, and then you schedule a time to edit it and get it all out so that you can post it throughout the week. All right. And then that way, the rest of your workouts, you're focusing on you and your nutrition and everything. And then if you have other things that you want to get little snippets of while you're at home cooking or at home, you feel like you have a motivational message, you do that, right? But you don't have to be in the gym every single day showing every single full length of your workout. Like, who's going to watch all that? That doesn't even make any sense to me. So if you can get highlights, if you can make reels, you can still get a good hour to 2 hours of good quality content in one day and then break it down so that you have, I don't know, like 20 or 30 little shorts and a bunch of videos and snippets, but structure it out, organize it. That's
Yeah.
very, very simple.
Yeah, I agree. So tell us about the work that you do. What kind of clients are you looking for? And tell us more about your book.
Clients I'm looking for. Well, I have a couple clients that I'm working with right now, that they are one in particular. He's a teenager that is a very gifted teenager. I'm actually meeting a lot of very gifted young people right now, that just, they don't know how to fully access their empathic gifts. This one in particular right now, he's doing an excellent job. And we're doing some really deep work on understanding where again, where they're distracting themselves, getting in their own way, and how they're interacting with their friends, and how that's relating to their life. But I want to work with people that want to grow like that, and that's really, I know that sounds kind of vague, but anyone that's listening to me, if they feel inspired or excited about what I'm saying, and they resonate with what I'm saying, and they want to grow and they want to do the work, then I'm game. Let's do it. As far as my book is concerned, I lay out all the different principles of what I've learned through competing in bodybuilding for 15 years. I lived in Vegas for about 8 of those years, and I was, very much in the scene, so to speak. So I saw a lot of the, like at Boston Lloyd, died a few years ago. He was a good friend of mine. Dallas McCarver, Rich Piana, and all these guys, they didn't learn these lessons in time, and their identity was so caught up in the need to look a certain way that they ended up passing away. So, especially those circumstances, I have a couple friends that lost kidneys. I have a couple friends that have had spinal surgeries that no longer have full function in their hands. Like, it's these situations that are preventable if we do the inner work, right? So I lay out, especially one thing that especially really, really bothers me. I take sort of personal as seeing these kids that are teenagers, or anything under 25, that are running trend and running all these ridiculous amounts of gear, amounts that I never would have even touched. I mean, and you see these kids going on these podcasts that are promoting like 10,000 milligrams a week of this and 500, 5,000 milligrams of that. That's just asking to kill yourself. Like, there's something very wrong in that mindset. And so I want to be able to bring awareness to that, and really see, especially if you're a teenager, your bones aren't done growing. Your frontal lobe is still forming. Your hormones are still optimizing. When you interrupt these processes, you're molding your identity around the growth of your muscles, but not only that, but the external validation. It's like those kids that, like, back in my day, when we were in high school, right? And you had the captain of the football team that had all the girls when he was in high school, and he was Mr. Popular. He's 40 years old now, going to the same bar that he did when he was in high school, and wearing his jacket, talking about the good old days playing football. Like, that's not healthy, right? So nobody should be taking any kind of performance enhancing anything until they're at least 25. And that's really, like, I didn't start till I was 30, and I even did my first bodybuilding competition natural. And you'll be surprised and amazed at how much you can accomplish when you really apply yourself and learn and train your body to its fullest natural potential and extent. People are just taking, they're getting too comfortable, going too far, and they're destroying their bodies, and then with all the extra toxins on top of that, not to mention if they're getting it from a shady site, you don't know what's in it. You don't know what extra kind of stuff is going on. I get so many people. I work with a lot of veterans, like former Special Forces guys with PTSD, TBI, and I do a lot of detoxification work, especially with different plant medicines. And that is incredibly powerful. But also, I would say in this day and age, it's almost a necessity. Some form or type of detoxification is a necessary part of anybody's protocol, right? Whether it's fasting, right? Or whether it's even just grounding, whether it's detoxing through a parasite cleanse or coffee enemas or even stronger things like plant medicine, even combo, right? Whatever it might be, between all the pharmaceuticals that we've been told that are not that bad for us over the years, or all these different things that we've been lied to about, it's at least now the truth is coming out. But also too, the truth, there's so many layers, so many depths of truth that are coming out. It's kind of that in and of itself is kind of a shock to the system.
It is, and it's scary to be in the world right now, and I feel for those young people who are fresh in the world and they're in high school and they're seeing all this stuff on social media, all this image of perfection that they think that they have to be like. Gosh, it's so hard out there.
Well, and that's also part of the belief system too, right? Like if we believe it's going to be hard, then it's going to be hard. So if it feels hard, that means that we have a belief system that believes that life has to be hard. So we have to take a step back from that and look at how do we create that flow in life? Like how do we move like abundance towards us where we don't have to work hard to make ends meet, right? Where I came
Now you're
from, I had
talking my language.
bro, right? Like I had that belief system for a long time coming from, a family of blue collar workers, right? Like you got to struggle to make it. And, through a lot of deconditioning and, and work on myself, like I finally, come to realize that that's not true and that's not the case. And when you truly believe that, when you sit in the vibration of peace and ease, you will attract it. And we're in a time right now where, like, even working out and training, I don't work out that hard anymore. I don't feel like I need to, right? I don't need to squat four plates. Like, I can squat 225 for reps, and I get a great pump in my legs, and I keep my stabilizer muscles strong. Like, I don't wear belts or elbow wraps or anything like that because I want to strengthen my structural muscles as well as my superficial muscles, right? I stretch. I'm a fascial stretch therapist, so I do everything based on the fascial system. When you connect to that, you understand how everything is connected. You want to keep everything strong. So even like a lot of these philosophies in the powerlifting world, in the bodybuilding world, right? All these, you can see clearly the people that are walking around that are ego lifting, or the ones that are seeking that external stuff, or the ones that are actually paying attention and optimizing their health and their body. And also too, like, I have a daughter, like a lot of, people our age, we got kids we want to be around there for. We want to be able to run around and play with them, when we're 50, 60 years old, right? So like,
Yeah, longevity is
and
so
I know,
important.
yeah, and maybe younger people aren't concerned about that, but when you get older, like you have to put these things into account and think about it. Because I know some people out there, I meet people my age. I'm 46, and I meet people my age that can barely walk. Right? If you don't use it, you lose it. Right? And so, and everybody has their own method or way that they perform or move that they feel guided or called to, right? Some people do yoga, some people mountain climb, some people lift weights, some people do jujitsu, right? And so that's another thing. Like, you gotta find what drives you, what makes you feel alive, and what you love to do. Because if you don't love to do it, then you're forcing yourself to do something you don't want to do. And that goes back to the belief system of why are you doing something you don't want to do?
Yeah,
Right? So,
it is. It's like a vicious cycle, right?
absolutely, absolutely. So connecting all these dots and really discovering what you love. But in order to be able to fully understand that, you have to read the language that your body is telling you. And if you have all these bad habits, and in order to even see your bad habits, you've got to take a step back and be brutally honest with yourself. So that's really the first step, right? Take a step back and be brutally honest with yourself and ask yourself, what am I doing to create these circumstances in my life? You take that radical responsibility, right? And then you can connect the dots. And that's what my book, The Biohacker's Guide to Spiritual Bodybuilding, is to connect those dots. So we can see the spiritual and emotional correspondence to the habits and the belief systems and the patterns in life. And I directly lay out what unhealthy bodybuilding looks like, and also what healthy bodybuilding looks like. So, if you want to understand the contrast, right? And if you even want to see where you're at in that hero's journey, because I lay out the hero's journey and how the fitness journey is parallels the hero's journey, right? So, being able to look at it from these different perspectives, at least for me, it helped me put everything together. And that way I can explain it to people. And if we can explain it to someone in a very simplistic term, and they're open to learning, then my intention and my goal is to help people understand themselves so they can master their own lives.
Yeah, I love that. So, Nam, where can people find out more information about you and what you do? And where can we get this amazing book that was just released today?
Yeah, I know, right? So exciting.
Yeah.
You can go to spiritualbodybuilder.com. That is the website for the book. It's also on Amazon. Just click in the name of the book. And also, my main website for everything else that I do, all my personal services, is optimizinghuman.com.
Optimizinghuman.com.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Well, thank you so much for sharing a bit about yourself and your story. And yeah, it
No.
sounds like you've been through a lot. And I love that you're a man who's coming forward with all of this. You know, not to be like, I'm just being honest, I see a lot of women coming forward and getting into the spirituality side of things and talking about it. And I honestly, last night I was laying in bed and I was contemplating, I'm like, what about the men? What are the men going to do? And now we're podcasting together. So I love
Yeah.
that you're out there representing the men out there who need
Thank
to know these things.
100%. I feel like women are a little ahead of the power curve when it comes to emotional intelligence. And for me, I can attribute my emotional vulnerability and intelligence to the medicine work that I've done. But you know, I've been seeing more and more men doing this work, but we have a little catching up to do, right? So that's also another, I feel it's my duty and my responsibility to men and to humanity to be emotionally vulnerable and share that side of myself. You see, like especially like the whole trend of like the alpha thing out there, like this alpha universe thing, it's beyond ridiculous in my opinion. And it's so toxic masculine, Cro-Magnon, just like that stuff needs to die off. It's so unhealthy. And a lot of young kids are really drawn to it, right? So I know the look of the whole that whole masculine thing, but my behavior is not like that. So I'm trying to set an example for what I feel you know a healthy man is. And you know, whoever resonates with it, let me know.
Beautiful, beautiful. Well, thank you so much for coming on the show again and for sharing all of this wonderful wisdom. I'm excited to see where this all goes. And maybe you'll come back and talk more with us one day.
I would love that. I look forward to it. Thank you for having me on. I appreciate it.
Yeah, amazing. And to our audience, thank you so much for tuning in. If you are dealing with anything spiritual and bodybuilding, and if you're a man out there who feels called to talk to Nahum, we're going to have his links and everything in the show notes for you so you'll have easy access to him. Thank you for tuning in, you guys. Like I said before, please do not forget to like and subscribe before you leave today. Have a beautiful day, everyone.